Let's go right into the category of education. Big announcement last week. We get right into it. And that's where Dr. Michael Hines, the superintendent extraordinaire of Patchogue Medford, nice enough to give us a couple of minutes, part of a spotlight segment on Long Island. And we say a very good morning to the fine doctor. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Jay. It's been a while, and as always, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Listen, pleasure's all mine. Listen, I got the news last week. I had to read it a couple of times. You know, I kind of wiped the eyes away. But you know what? I know it's a tough one, tough to talk about. They love you out over in Patchogue Med, but the move to Port Washington, can you give us any details? You can't, I'll understand. Give us a little something as far as that's concerned.
First, let me start off by saying the Patchogue Medford community, the school community, and everything that is associated with it is not only amazing, but it's in wonderful standing, meaning that the leadership and the teachers who are there, our Board of Education, is really second to none. And we have, over the past 5 years, laid a wonderful foundation for an incoming superintendent to really move forward. And again, that's a large part to our outstanding visionary Board of Education, who has really laid out a wonderful plan. And our kids, I know for a fact, are in really good hands. As far as, you know, my departure, it's really bittersweet because, as I've said in my letter to the community, they were the five best educational years of my life, you know, working with kids. And again, that's a large part due to the people who were there and certainly the students. But my next venture in Port Washington is something that I believe is in the best interest of my family. And I really look forward to working with that wonderful community as well. I love the fact that it's diverse. It is whole child centered. And, you know, in my really, general understanding of not only the Board of Education, but the administrators and the teachers and everybody else associated with it, it's a wonderful community. And my hope is I could make something that's already outstanding even better.
You know, and we're talking with Dr. Michael Hines, superintendent of Patchogue Medford, heading to Port Washington. You know, Mike, I've described you as the LeBron James of school superintendents here on Long Island. I mean, listen, you can even correlate the decision. You know, LeBron's decision many years ago, remember, taking his talents to South Beach? You're taking yours to Port Washington. So it's all along the same lines. Listen, all kidding aside, you know, you are an innovator. You have done so much, in my opinion, more than anybody, as far as I'm concerned. As far as superintendents, you know, a lot of superintendents, and I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to single out anybody of embarrassment, but a lot of them just sit there. You never hear from them. They're non-vocal, non-transparent, and quite frankly, I love your style. You are transparent. Your voice is heard. I mean, whose voice is more heard than Mike's regarding Common Core and that fiasco? Nobody's. He has led the way as far as being a public advocate. As far as education is concerned, you have fought vehemently for rights of students. You have gone overseas. You have gotten thoughts. I keep getting the notices regarding Finland and your association there, and trying to find better practices what Europeans do into our own communities. I mean, no, I'm going to say right now, nobody has done it better than you. And as far as I'm concerned, Patchogue Medford hopefully has learned a few things and has cemented a few things and will do just fine. So in essence, it's not a move in shunning the district, in shunning the school district itself. It's a move that you have left a pretty good legacy, I think.
Thank you, Jay, for those very kind words. It was a tough decision, but I will say this: I feel very good about it, and this is what leadership's all about, right? I mean, I've said this to many people: the sign of a very good leader, I believe, is once they leave, the system functions, and not only functions well, but in some cases, the next person who comes in brings it up to the next level. This is not a house of cards. This is something that I believe that has been built brick by brick. And again, it's because of this wonderful Board of Education who has allowed me, and I really mean that, Jay, they've allowed me to really have a voice, because they have a voice as well, to push back against what state ed does and certainly the U.S. Department of Education and everything else. So kudos to them. And I know for a fact, I always talk about Joe Namath and the Jets, but I will make a guarantee that I know for a fact that this next superintendent will not only be successful in Patchogue Medford, but they will bring it to the next level, because the board won't allow for anything less.
All right, wait a minute, Hines. You know, it's one thing if I compare you to LeBron, but now you're comparing yourself to Joe Willie and the guarantee of the city. Come on now. That's going overboard on this program, Hines. That cannot be gotten away with. Shame on you, sir.
I got all crazy about the new Jet uniforms. I still haven't recovered from that.
Dr. Mike Hines with us, Patchogue Med. He's heading to Port Washington. Listen, to me, I love the move. I'm sorry. I love the move. And listen, anytime you could better yourself, I'm all for it. I have no issues with it. And neither should Patchogue Medford. I'm sorry. You've done so much there. Listen, I understand the reaction and everything else. I tell you one thing, Mike. These students are going to miss you there.
And I will miss them, Jay. I have grown so much in the past 5 years because of them. You know, like I said, I shadow them often. I'm in the buildings a lot. And I think I've learned more from them than I have collectively over the past 20-plus years that I've been in education. And I intend to do the same thing in Fort Washington. You know, my job as a leader is to continue to grow as much as I can. And if we talk about a continuum of leadership, you know, once a leader decides to stop growing and they become complacent and homeostatic, is when really it's a disservice to any system that they serve. So, you know, there's a lot of things for me to learn, certainly in Fort Washington, and to move that system forward and steward it forward again with, I believe, a very proactive and wonderful Board of Education. And I look forward to it. That is going to be a challenge, and it's a challenge that I embrace.
Mike, what's the one thing that you are quite proud of in your accomplishment? You know, and there are plenty, I know, but give me like one thing that will always stand out to you as you take your talents west. Give the folks an idea of one or two. How's that?
The two, because I think it's a 1A and a 1B. I would say 1A is the district's vision and mission to embrace what it means to have a whole child education, meaning that academics are important, but they also understand the importance of social and emotional growth and physical growth. So because the plan is really centered around that, and there's a lot of spokes in that wheel with doubling recess and making sure there's yoga and mindfulness, that's all part of, I think, that legacy of moving that forward. So I'm very proud of that. But the second one, Jay, is this deconstructing the mindset that all kids have to go to college, and if they don't, then they're not successful or they are less than. And the fact that there will be a CTE program starting next year in Patchogue Medford, I can actually cry thinking about it right now, because I'm just so proud that these students, our students, will have multiple opportunities to really, I would say, harvest their talents in different directions and go into the trades, because that's what this state needs, that's what this island needs, and certainly what this nation needs, is to embrace that mindset that the trades are not less than, and we need to start developing our students to those pathways. So I'm proud of those two things.
Couldn't agree with you more, and I had a discussion the other day. We had a roundtable just on that, you know, as far as vocational skills, getting kids prepped. You know, it's one thing to go to college and everything else. It's a wonderful thing. You know, you're going away to school, leaving mom and dad. I get it. But unless you have a focus on something that you can achieve in life after those 3 or 4 years are up, well, guess what? It's not going to mean anything. And all you're left with, in my opinion, are bills. You know, we know the student loan situation in this country and everything else. But I like the fact that there is now more talk, more discussion going on about getting kids ready for the next level. And I really don't mean college. I mean after college, because to me, that's what it's all about. It's about grooming one to become successful in society and with a trade, hopefully, you know?
I couldn't agree more. You know, there are two facts that are really, I think it's very difficult to dispute. The first is we're serving students who are more depressed, anxious, and suicidal than any generation before. It's a fact. But in many cases, Jay, school systems still operate from, like they're in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. That has to shift. And so that's why I think that shift to making sure kids, you know, take that journey inward is extremely important. But like you said, the other fact that you can't dispute is the fact that half the kids who go to college don't graduate. And we know that half the kids that don't graduate and they drop out, they're saddled with student loans, and Sallie Mae becomes a permanent member of their family for the next 30 years, and they have very little or nothing to show for it. And also, and I talk about Mike Rowe all the time and dirty jobs and all those different things. If anybody follows Mike Rowe and they follow the research that he talks about all the different jobs that are open in this great nation, but they're not filled because there aren't enough students or workers to fill them, then it's our job to respond to that as a school community. And some school communities, as you have said, are starting to move in that direction. And we have to really bust that mindset that the trades are less than, because it's just inherently not true. So there's a lot of work to do, Jay.
Well, listen, we're going to follow your path. It doesn't end here. You know we love you. Don't forget about us, okay? We'll talk more, but we wish you the best of luck, and I know you're gonna just kill it over there, as far as I'm concerned, just as you've done incredible work over on the East End, sir.
Thank you, Jay. I really appreciate it.